At the United Nations today, U.S. Ambassador John Bolton gave his colleagues the latest copy of a resolution meant to punish North Korea for its claimed nuclear test. The U.S. is trying to get China on board and hoping for a vote tomorrow. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Ambassador Bolton says he doesn't think it's too much to ask for the Security Council to condemn North Korea in the same week that it claimed to test a nuclear bomb. He dismissed North Korean threats that UN sanctions would be a declaration of war.
You know, it's very interesting. The number of delegations in the council today said that North Korea's continuing behavior, this level of rhetoric, really reinforces, in their view, why the Security Council needs to make a strong response.
But just how strong is still in dispute. In the past, China opposed sanctions on North Korea. China's ambassador to the UN, Wang Guanya, spoke privately with Bolton today and put some caveats on what sort of UN response his country would support.
The response and actions that the Council is considering should be firm, forceful, and also appropriate. By appropriate, I mean that it should be helpful for leading to a solution of this issue by peaceful means. It should also create conditions for the parties to once again engage in negotiations to settle this issue.
He didn't comment on any elements of the text. The U.S. draft proposes sanctions on luxury goods for North Korea's small elite and travel bans on officials involved in the country's nuclear weapons program. It would also give more authority to the U.S. and its allies in the region to board cargo vessels in an effort to stop would-be North Korean proliferators and halt shipments of weapons material on the way to North Korea. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton said this has been a difficult issue to work through.
As I understand the concerns that have been raised about the inspection regime, it's that North Korea could use it as an excuse for provocation. And I've said several times to the Chinese that if they have proposals that can help reduce the possibility of North Korea using inspections as a provocation, we're prepared to take a look at it.
The future of the six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear disarmament is another concern. The countries involved, including China, have failed to persuade Pyongyang to return to the talks for nearly a year. Ambassador Bolton made clear he doesn't think the North Koreans need any further carrots because those talks already produced a package of incentives for North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons.
The carrots have been there in a sense for North Korea of the possibility of ending its isolation, ending the terrible impoverishment of its people. It's the leadership of North Korea that can't seem to find the carrots that are out there.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has said he thinks the U.S. needs to open a direct dialogue with North Korea to ease this crisis. Annan's deputy, Mark Malik Brown, avoided making any suggestions for U.S. policymakers when he spoke at the Brookings Institution today, but he does expect a strong Security Council response.
Everybody recognizes that a strong response is necessary. The issue is, you know, how quickly are different neighbors completing dramatic shifts in their own policy to embrace the kind of stronger options that are being recommended from Washington and elsewhere.
The Bush administration is hoping that will happen soon. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.